All right, folks. It is another Saturday. This particular Saturday happens to be Veterans Day. So if you're out there and you're alive and you're happy about it, or even if you're not particularly happy about it, you're still alive. So thank a veteran anyway. Right, Robert?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So we are here to do the place-by-place fishing report featuring, of course, Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at the World Headquarters flagship store of Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle Boutique. We're going to talk about everything that's been going on as we go all around the harbor, and it begins with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. What do we got, Robert? Take it away!
Okay. They're catching actually a couple of small redfish and even a couple legal-sized redfish up underneath the bushes and some of the docks there on the Punta Gorda side. And then they've caught a few peanut snook up along the straightaway going to Shell Creek. And then a few of the snowbirds are starting to come back, so a couple guys have caught mangrove snapper, sand bream, and Mayan cichlids right off their docks up there on Shell Creek and the Punta Gorda side docks. So okay. At least it's a few more reports. It's still nothing like, ooh, yay, break out all the tackle, let's go fishing kind of thing, but at least it's better than what it has been. Not as much of a ghost town.
Like it. And of course, for those of you who don't know how to catch Mayan cichlids,
pieces of shrimp.
Pieces of shrimp is as simple as it can be.
Just pretend you're bluegill fishing, but trade it out for a piece of shrimp rather than a piece of worm.
Yep. Although, if you don't like shrimp, a piece of worm works too.
Yes, they will eat that without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes even a piece of hot dog if you don't happen to have a piece of shrimp or a piece of worm.
Yep.
Moving on to the Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
A couple of small snook. One gentleman did catch a black drum there. He thought he hooked a couple other ones, but they pulled the hook or broke them off on the pilings because he was using frozen blue crabs on them. So I'm assuming the other ones were probably more than likely black drum.
Probably. It could have been big catfish, but you know those never come off the hook.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the one fish you will land every single one of them.
You got a point there. I never thought about that, but you're right. That's funny.
Yep. I mean, when does that ever happen? You know, you get a big snook or redfish up to the side of the boat, and every now and then one just falls off. You know,
right.
More likely with snook than with redfish because they get them rubber lips. But a catfish, never, ever, ever have I pulled a catfish up to the side of the boat and been like, oh, he fell off. Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Nope. Got to deal with every one of those
I can say
bastards.
One time we got it up next to the boat. And it wasn't me holding the rod, but we got it up next to the boat, and it made a surge and went about 5 feet from the boat, and a bull shark came up and ate it.
Okay, but that's not the same as falling off the hook.
But still, it was the one instance that I can think of literally where the catfish got away, quote-unquote.
I don't think from the catfish's perspective that he got away.
But you know what I'm saying. Still kind of funny. That's because every other time you're 100% right. Oh, yeah, it's a catfish. Come on, shake off.
Oh,
nope.
I've been out a couple times this week and training people on fishing stuff, and I've been showing them how to get your trout to de-hook themselves.
Yeah.
By just hold it here right at the side of the boat and give it 15 seconds, and more than likely he's just going to fall off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
But with a catfish, forget about it. Never going to happen.
Yeah.
Swim around the side of the boat for the next 3 days.
Yes.
41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park.
That's been a little quieter. There's been some snook at night. There was some glass minnows there a couple days in a row where there was a bunch of juvenile and even sub-adult tarpon swimming around that people were seeing but not really hooking. But they weren't there yesterday or today. So, not sure what's going on with that. Other than that, I haven't heard of snapper or anything else. Just the snook at night. Clarity's getting better. Salinity's getting a lot higher. So, fish are starting to move around.
Yes. And clarity's getting better, but that water is still brown.
Yes.
It's definitely still got that red hue to it.
Yes, it does.
But you can see down into it.
Yes.
So.
Every couple days, my canal gets clearer and clearer.
I've actually noticed that as the water gets clearer, people seem to be more concerned about the color of that because now they see it reflecting off of the sand below. So the water looks more intensely colored as it gets clearer.
Yeah.
So don't freak out about it.
No.
It's normal. It's natural. Bayshore Pier.
Some small bull sharks. Another guy said he's been catching an occasional trout. And he hooked a short cobia off there the other day. Other than that, he said it hasn't been really hot. But he likes fishing out there because he can sit and relax and not too many people bother him.
Right, because he says that there's only small bull sharks, the occasional trout, and one short cobia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I trust your report completely, sir.
Yeah. Eh, he doesn't really BS me. He's pretty good.
No, I get it. But if you were gonna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd definitely be it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't catch nothing out there.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I come here every day, but there's nothing really out here.
Not even worth it. Nope. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm here. Poor Charlotte Beach Pier.
Some small mangrove snapper. Been a few snook caught there in the evening time and right at first light in the morning. I haven't heard of any legal ones, but they've been catching a few anyway. A guy did catch a trout. He said his buddy the day before caught a couple of trout. One short redfish. And plenty of catfish.
Okay.
Even over by the boat ramp, everyone that's been going over there trying to fish it has been catching catfish, not any snook.
Did they say which catfish?
No. They just said catfish.
Okay. Because I'm not so excited about the hardheads, but, you know.
A sailcat does some pulling, though.
Do like to see the nice sailcat every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
Oh, let's see. Mangrove snapper starting to pick up a little bit.
Keepers?
Yeah. Sandbrimmer picking up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I think actually it's more like sandbrimmer starting to slow down a little bit. They're still catching them.
I think it's slowing down, but there's more people fishing for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. There's been some small snook, some occasional jacks, and a couple of black drum. And if you go over into East Spring Lake, there's been a lot of tarpon in there teasing everybody with a couple people occasionally hooking one here and there. And most of them have been like 5 to 25 pounds, but there's been an occasional 80 to 100 pounder in there that'll just surprise you. Just a matter of getting them to chew. That's the most difficult part.
And what's your recommendation on that?
Just soft plastics would be my first choice for artificial-wise. Second choice would be if I could find myself pinfish, which we do have right now. I would try that or a big chunk of cut bait on the bottom. Something that the catfish can't grab a hold of as easily because you throw a pinfish out there. That's when the sail cats come along and whack them.
Yeah.
But they are still a good fight.
No question.
If I'm going to catch either catfish, I would prefer a sail cap. Unless I want it for bait. If I want it for bait, I want the hard head.
And as little as possible.
Yes.
But I'll tell you one more time, those sail cats, good eating fish.
Yep. Yes, they are.
I like to think that every time I say that or put it in writing, one more person believes me.
Yeah.
So, I'll get there eventually.
I had a guy show me pictures of the one he caught the other day, and then his next picture was him filleting it out.
There you go.
He's like, I like them. They're good once in a while.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah. And then that was a good one. It was probably about a 5-pound sail cat. It was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Moving on to the El Jobin Pier.
Still quite a few black drum there. It is starting to slow down on them, but there's still definitely fishable numbers there. They're catching them mostly on blue crabs. A lot of snook at night. One legal fish caught off of there that I've heard of. Been some juvenile tarpon there at night, and even up to sub-adult, 60-pounders or so. Let's see. There was a couple of sheep's head caught there, but the guy caught them there literally one day and then hasn't caught any since. I told him it's just still a little too early. He needs to drive down to Placida and start looking for them there. And then he did catch a few mangrove snapper. He actually caught one that was 14.5 inches.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. Hey, anything over 12 inches inshore, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But most of it's been evening and nighttime fishing. Very few guys doing anything good during the daytime. The water temperature has come up quite a bit.
Yeah. But if the sheephead do show up in there, that'll probably be more a daytime thing.
Absolutely.
Don't see too many sheepies biting at night.
No. It's funny. I've seen pictures of guys showing pictures of the sheephead they caught at night, and then you ask them questions. They're like, oh, no, I gigged it.
Yep.
You know, something along those lines.
Yep. All right. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Nothing.
All righty. The South Gulf Cove canals.
No, wait a minute. The guy caught some bass way back in the back, almost by that main boat ramp.
Okay.
He was showing me on the map one of the canals that he lives off, so he said he's real close to that boat ramp. He caught several bass, hooked one snook, and he's throwing live shiners back in there. But he's still trying to figure it out.
Gotcha.
Only been back there, I think, 3 or 4 months. When did he move here? Sometime in the early summer or spring, I forget.
All right, we are moving on to the west wall. Let me guess, no reports?
No, I've gotten a few reports. A lot of little snook. An assortment of redfish. Most of them are undersized or just barely 18 inches. But there have been a couple of legal-sized fish in the slot, that 18 to 27 range. And then there has been a few trout on the outside of the bar, but mostly in like 4 to 6 feet of water and towards the south, getting closer to Cape Hayes. Everything up on this end got a little bit quiet with that water temperature coming up. Because the flats jumped up at least 4 degrees since last week, depending on who I talked to with their surface temperature. One guy tells me it's 74, another guy tells me he had 77 when he was there on the flats at supposedly about the same time. Because I could see it being 77 in the afternoon, but not first thing in the morning.
And I was so busy with everything else, I never even thought to check the temperature out there.
Why not?
I'm stupid, I guess.
It's part of your job description when you're teaching them that stuff.
Well, you know, what I have found is that there's only so much that you can teach. If you try to teach everything and all the details and all that stuff all at once, they hit their saturation point too quickly.
Right.
So.
No, I get that. I can understand that.
All right, so on the west wall, we got snook and redfish and trout. Anything else out here?
That's it.
No pompano?
Nope.
Okay.
Pompano kind of did a disappearing act, except for out in another spot that we'll get to in a little while.
Okie dokie. How about the Cape Hayes Bar?
Just a couple of trout and some bonnet heads. And, of course, flipper.
Yeah.
What's up with flipper even getting worse up here in the upper harbor, never mind down there in those usual spots?
There's just been a lot more dolphins in the harbor.
You think there's more dolphins, or you think there's lack of food and they're just training each other?
No, it's more dolphins. There are definitely more dolphins out here right now.
Really?
Yeah. I think dolphins have moved in here from other places, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Just by the numbers that we're seeing out there. I would guess that on Thursday's trip, 60, 70 dolphins.
Jeez.
Something like that. And they're everywhere.
That's a lot.
I mean, they're in the usual fishing spots where you expect them to be, and where when you stop, you 30 seconds later, you hear the blow. But they're scattered out there in the middle of the harbor. They're here in the upper harbor. They're in the lower harbor. And we went from, Punta Gorda all the way out to off the beach. They're off the beach. They're hanging out there. They're in Gasparilla Pass. They're in Boca Grande Pass. They're in the 20-foot holes. They're everywhere.
That's pretty wild.
I know. So, yeah, if we were out there harpooning dolphins, we'd be doing pretty well, I guess.
Right.
But we're not doing that.
No, I'd rather hook and line them.
You think.
Hey, back in the day when I was trying for the world record hammerhead, I figured if I could land a 1,000-pound shark, I'd probably do a 600-pound fish or mammal.
You think?
Yeah.
You think so? You really legitimately think so?
I think so.
Oh, I don't think you could.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
You think that fish would have won?
I think that dolphin would win every time. Yep. I surely do.
Okay. I can't argue it because I don't know, but I'm damn positive I'd give it a try and stand a chance.
Yeah.
Not now. Yep. That was 20 years ago. I was younger. Younger, stupider, stronger.
Right.
All of the above.
Yeah. No, mammals have a stamina that no fish has.
Yeah.
You know, that warm-bloodedness, that ability to take in way more oxygen. Because think about it. Oxygen is what drives all of this, right? You are a machine driven by oxygen. Mm-hmm. If you're a fish, you can only take in so much oxygen because there's only so much oxygen in the water. That's why mammals can never survive with gills. You know, people say, well, if evolution is true, then why haven't whales evolved gills? Because whales are mammals, and there's no way for them to take in enough oxygen through a gill with just the dissolved oxygen that's in the water, which is measured in sometimes tenths of a percent. Whereas you look at oxygen in the air is about 20%. You take a breath, you're taking in a huge amount of oxygen compared with what that fish can take in. So your ability to operate your muscles is much, much greater than what a fish of the same size would be. And, I mean, dolphins, look at how well-adapted they are to swimming and look at the speeds that they can attain.
Right.
You know, it's like imagine a 600-pound billfish that has the stamina of a mammal. And there's no way that we'd ever catch them. It would never happen if that were the case. And the same is true with those dolphins. But I support you doing this, going out there and finding a trained dolphin that instead of hooking it, we can put a harness on it. And then I want to see you bring that dolphin up on a rod and reel.
Okay.
I think it would make an interesting video.
It would. I think it'd be a fun time.
Yes. See how quick you tap out. Moving on, though. Turtle and bull bays.
Let's see. They're getting a lot of trout scattered in there of assorted sizes. Ton of lizard fish, which is unbelievable. But some kind of role reversal happened like we talked about earlier today. Something unique with the environmental situation.
Yep.
There are quite a few snook and redfish in there, mostly up underneath the bushes. But some of those reds have been out on the open flats, too.
We watched a few fish feeding around the oyster bars, which was cool to watch. They were not redfish. They were chasing big mullet around.
Okay. That would have been pretty neat. Got no sheep's head, no real mangrove snap or anything else to speak of, just the snook, redfish, and a few trout.
And lizardfish.
Oh, yeah, and lizardfish, yeah.
Lizard.
Plenty fish of those for the next several spots.
Yep. All the lizardfish you can eat.
When are you going to try one?
Maybe the next time I go out. Maybe. Maybe I'll make a concerted effort to give it a shot.
There you go. Try one that's caught offshore and try one that's caught inshore and see if there's a difference in the flavor.
Maybe. Depends how froggy I'm feeling.
Sounds good in theory anyway.
Yeah. I think they're cool fish. I really do.
Oh, they're awesome looking.
I've always kind of dug lizard fish.
I know a guy that holds the all tackle record for them.
Yeah. Local?
Todd Staley. He used to live up in Tampa, and that's where he set the record at.
Nice.
Well,
how big was his fish?
I know it was over 2 pounds.
Well, now I want to know how big the all-tackle inshore lizard fish is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was just over 2 pounds.
Okay.
So now you got to look it up and see.
I'm going to see if I can, if IGFA will let me find it. Usually, I think the all-tackle records are open to everybody.
Right.
If people are wondering why we're so stupid and what we're doing here, but
yeah,
I don't know. I get confused. I want to know things.
Just Type in lizard fish all tackle record.
I'm on it. Settle down.
Jeez.
Relax over there.
Okay.
Okay, this says that the all tackle inshore lizard fish was caught in Miami Beach by Joshua Otis, and that it was 2 pounds, 8 ounces.
And when was that set?
2003.
So that broke the previous record because he had this back in like the 90s, I believe.
Well, there you go. Well, good old Josh Otis done beat him.
Yep.
That's a big lizard fish.
You think?
Jeez.
2.5 pounds is pretty impressive.
The record Atlantic lizard fish over in Spain is 1 pound, 10 ounces.
Gotcha.
Would you believe that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 species of lizard fish listed under the IGFA's all tackle world record?
Really? Well, that's pretty cool.
Lizard fishing. Hey, don't let them bite you.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. If you don't see their teeth, they got them.
They got them for sure. And every now and then they'll bulldog you, which is that they'll bite down and just hold on. So.
Great.
Yeah. Try to avoid it.
Bite and hold.
Just like lizards do. We should move on before we lose all of our audience. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
A couple of Spanish mackerel. And that's it.
And that's it.
Well, the other report was mangrove snapper, but that was just over a week ago.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
can't say how accurate that would be, even though they're there most of the time. They just don't cooperate all the time, so.
So we'll just say that there might be mangrove snapper?
Yeah, that might be a possibility.
But I'm not putting it into text.
Because actually he told me that a week ago when we did the report on Sunday last week.
We did the report on Sunday.
So it was on Sunday when he told me about it, because it was after we had done the report. And I'm like, oh, well, I wish I would have known that a little while ago.
It's only 6 days old.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'll do? Add it to last week's report.
There you go. Nice. There you go. That's funny. That's good stuff. You have that ability to do that, too.
Yep.
How about that?
I mean, I'm just typing it out here. I'm not going to add it to last week's recorded report.
Right.
But I'll just put it right there.
There you go.
Yep. It's done. It's
perfect.
On there.
Nice.
If you didn't see it before, it's your fault now. Gasparilla sound.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. They're getting trout in 4 to 8 feet of water over there. Some Spanish mackerel. A few sharks. Atlantic sharp nose, black tips. Bulls up to 5 foot, but most of them are in that 2 to 3 foot range. This year's babies. There were some tarpon seen rolling around there by the clam lease. And then a couple guys have seen some juvenile tarpons in the backcountry over there, basically in Whidden Bay between Whidden Creek and Catfish Creek. And then all along the shoreline up in there has been where your snook and redfish have been. And a few incidental bycatches of sheep's head and trout and ladyfish. Kind of a good mixed barrage of stuff happening over there.
Yes.
So if your boat's too big for this, you can do that. If it's too small for this, you can do that.
I dig it.
Got choices.
Okie doke. Placida.
Placida. Let's see, snook at night have been the main thing. And then during the daytime, some mangrove snapper. Sheep's head have been there, but sporadic. Good numbers for 2 days, then nothing for three, and then back again for a day or two. Just a little early, but they're there. Let's see, a couple bonnet heads were caught off of there. That's about it that I've heard of.
I thought we had agreed a while back we were going to call bonnet heads shovel noses to make them sound more
manful. Nah. What if they identify as bonnet heads?
Jewish space lasers.
Yes.
Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay.
Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park.
Let's see. There's been some trout up in there. A whole lot of lizard fish. And there's also been some gag grouper up in there, little baby gags, which has been quite a nice treat to hear about some baby gags recently.
Yeah, we were finding bunches of them scattered all around the area. It's nice to see those grass grouper making a return. Makes me feel just a little bit more optimistic about things picking up.
A little bit more warm and fuzzy. Bite.
Yeah, a little bit better. A little bit less unhappy.
Right.
Alrighty. Anything else besides trout, lizard, fish, and baby gags?
Nope.
Gaglets? Gaglings?
Oh, that's what I was looking for.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's over there. I moved it over there. The Anger Pier out in Englewood.
Some snook at night. Couple of sheep's head. Couple of bonnet heads. And a few very, very small mangrove snapper.
Very, very small, he
like
said.
Very small, like 6 inches and less.
Uh-huh.
Guy took his kids out there, and the biggest one they caught was 6 inches. And he said a couple other guys caught them. They were about 6 or 7 inches.
Uh-huh.
Just he even yelled at a guy because he put it in his bucket where he was going to keep it.
Well, he probably thought he was going to use it for bait.
Probably. Probably so.
Alrighty. Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling.
Oh, let's see. They're getting Spanish mackerel and king mackerel from anywhere from a mile, or the passes really, all the way out to about 8 miles. And then the main reports I've heard about bottom fishing wise have been lane snapper, a couple of yellowtails, some mangrove snapper, and some grunts and porgies anywhere from 8 miles to as far out as 20 miles. And, of course, people seeing fish but not catching them, so they're seeing a lot of kings compared to what they're catching. There, a couple of cobia have been spotted out there, and then your other fishing reports from up north were cobia and, what, sailfish. Somebody saw one up off of Sarasota Bay.
Yep.
So there's definitely been some stuff going on out there. Just most people haven't been running out, or it's been too sporty mostly.
Yeah, and some people are probably running out right now as we talk about this because we've got a little break in the weather.
So maybe you'll have to re-highlight next week's with last week's tide or reports.
Yep. And again, if you miss it, it's your fault.
Yep.
You should have known.
Yeah.
The Venice jetties and the Venice pier.
Let's see. The Venice pier, they're catching a lot of Spanish mackerel off of it. And that's all I've heard about there. And then at the jetties on the Nokomis side, they're catching some snook during the day and at night. Some whiting. A guy did catch a couple pompano there fishing off the jetty. And then some Spanish mackerel. So, not gangbusters, but not bad. Should be hearing about good fist fights up there pretty soon when the sheep's head start biting because still half the jetty on the Venice side is closed.
Yep. So they're going to have to pack themselves in a little bit tighter.
Yep.
My advice to you? Cane pole.
My advice, sit there and just watch.
That's something else you could do, yes.
I'm going to hip check you. Don't do it with your left side, George. You got a bad hip, remember?
And if you're going to watch, remember to keep the video cam ready. So
always. Good stuff.
Redfish pass.
Nothing.
Okay. Captiva pass.
Spanish mackerel. Mangrove snapper. Some short gag grouper. And a couple of sharks. Black nose and sharp nose, as best I could tell from the pictures.
Black nose and or sharp nose?
Yeah. They weren't black tips and they weren't bulls.
Okay.
But the pictures were pretty lousy.
Fine tooth.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, but you can't tell those unless you open their mouth, and even that's debatable.
Yeah. It's a tricky one.
That's a real tricky one.
Boca Grand Pass.
Oh, let's see. Spanish mackerel. Mangrove snapper. A couple baby gag grouper and a couple baby red grouper. People are seeing tarpon rolling and also on their side down, you know, fish finders. a couple of kings were hooked just on the outside of the pass, which is still, they were technically still in the channel. And then a couple of small sharks. So there's pretty good activity going on in there.
We watched a tarpon free jump 3 times in there.
Yeah? Yep. Same fish?
I think so. It was, if not the same fish, then in the same general area.
Okay. So it might have been a pre-hooked fish or something?
Might have been. There were people out there tarpon fishing.
Yeah. Not surprising. I'd like to get out there and try it right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. It would be nice.
Well, you can't, because you're stuck in this chair doing the fishing.
I know. Damn it.
Walking the Gulf beaches, fishing in the surf.
There's still some whiting. Some snook. Been some blue runners. Some jacks. And a handful of small sharks. One guy did get a couple Spanish mackerel down at Boca. Another guy did hook a mackerel from Stump Pass. So they've been in and out for casting distance.
But if you're near the passes.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that I can never type the word mackerel right the first time?
Because it's one of those words that messes with you like vacuum.
I also can't type Christmas.
No?
I always type Churstums.
Okay.
Which it is not, and people get upset. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Okay. Let's see. Nothing. Nothing down there.
Alrighty then. The north end of Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo, and Patricio.
A lot of trout. A guy actually called me yesterday and said they got into a bunch of trout down in that area. They had areas where they were catching a whole lot of small ones, and then a few areas where they caught some decent ones. He caught one that was 23 inches, but between him and his buddy, they caught several over 20 to 23 inches. Most of them were, half of them were on shrimp, the other half were on paddle tails, which they had to fight off lizard fish and puffer fish.
Did he say which half were on which baits?
Nope. Oh, on the plastics. Just on his plastics, he was getting the puffer fish and lizard fish.
Gotcha. Okay.
He had more puffer fish than he did lizard fish, but he did catch a few lizard fish.
Yes. Okay. Anything else down there?
Nope. Nothing I can think of.
No redfish, no sharks?
Nope.
No pompano?
Nope.
No Spanish mackerel?
Nope.
No tarpon?
Nothing that was told to me.
Alrighty. Jug Creek Shoal.
But do appreciate the reminder of that.
And Boquilia.
Jug Creek and Boquilia?
Jug Creek and Boquilia.
Jug Creek and Boquilia has had some trout, and that's the only thing I've heard of. Wait a minute. Nope, a couple Spanish mackerel, too.
You keep saying Spanish mackerel. What have they been like? Have they been decent size, or are they dealing with teeny weenies?
Most of them have been like decent, like 15 to 18 inches.
Okay.
Just not numbers the way they are out in the pass and off the beaches, but the ones being caught inside are not the little inky 12 inches where you look at and go, is that a skipjack?
Right.
So.
Okay, Burntstorm, 2 pines.
Snook along the bushes with a few redfish. Been a handful of trout and ladyfish on the outside on the bar in that 4 to 6 feet of water. Let's see, what else? That's it. That is about it.
Okay. Finish typing up these words, and then I'm going to fix this word because that's not what that word's supposed to be. There we go. I want to be legible. That sounds good. Okay. East Side Keys, Cormorant Key, Back Bay Key, Sneaky Creek, Hobbs Point, and Pirate Harbor. Now, we were in here the other day, and again, I don't see any grass growing in there. Sampled the bottom a couple times just to see what we've got, and I pulled up nothing but that nasty green mermaid's hair.
Okay. That's it?
That's all I could find was mermaid's hair.
Okay.
No grass. Now, we did have some mullet, and we did have some fish that were feeding up along the mangroves. We did not fish for them because we had other places that we needed to be, but we did see that activity happening out there. On the open flat, man, I didn't see nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
No bonnet heads or nothing like that over there?
No. there were bonnet heads over on the west wall.
Right.
But over in here, man, I'm looking down from the front of the boat, and I see no life at all until we got heading up north of there and then started to see a couple of random pinfish. But okay. Still, it was not like, man, this looks like a good place to fish. It was more like, this looks like a desert.
Right. Well, I've had some mixed reports of a few trout, some small snook, and a few redfish around the islands. And the trout were out in the channel and just off the shoreline. The lizard fish inside Pirate Harbor. But that's about it. I haven't had a lot of serious great reports. Just mediocre.
Okay. Yeah, I keep hoping for things to improve in there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Pirate Harbor anymore.
Yeah, I keep getting disappointed.
I think killing all that grass out front really put a hurting on the interior part of it.
Brings us to Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
I got nothing.
Okay, Ponce de Leon Park.
A couple of mangrove snapper and a couple of black drum. And that's it. Nothing super good in there right now.
Okay, the PGI canals and the Punta Gorda area in general.
Tons of little snook. A lot of juvenile tarpon to look at. Some good mangrove snapper. What else? Some black drum. They've been scattered, but they're in there. And then a guy caught about a 30-pound jewfish off of his dock while he was fishing for those black drum.
You know they're always in there, right?
Yeah. But you just don't hear of them very often. You usually hear the occasional guy, what is this? Or whatever, you know. You'll see a picture of a little 10 or 15-incher.
Mm-hmm.
But he had his blue crab out there sitting on the bottom and reeled that up.
There you go.
Just kind of cool.
Fun times.
Yeah.
They're cool fish to catch and release, too.
And they're beautiful.
They are. When they're young like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's about the size where they start to change a little bit.
Yep. But they've still got a bold pattern. They've still got relatively bright colors.
Yeah.
And if you're unsure whether you're catching baby gags or whether you're catching baby Goliaths, look at the tails.
Yep.
No matter what size he is, a Goliath grouper has a big rounded tail.
Yep.
Like a manatee's tail.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. But a gag has that flat back on the tail.
Completely squared off.
Yep. Now don't be taking a pair of scissors trying to turn that Goliath into a gag just to confuse me. It won't work. I'll know. The Gilchrist Pier.
Nothing.
Okay. Alligator Creek Reef.
Nothing.
Okay. The 20-foot holes.
There's been some ladyfish out there and a handful of tarpon out there. But that's really, really wonky. A guy did see a cobia swim by him out there.
Okay.
For whatever that's worth. Nothing. I have a goldfish. Now, there's always a few of them around, but some guy called the other day looking, shouldn't the cobia be tearing it up down there at the bridge? I said, March.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's, oh, wait a minute, you're right, it is the springtime, isn't it? I'm like, yep. He's like, I can't believe I got all excited and totally forgot about that.
Well, you can always keep hope in your heart. Yeah. It's possible.
There's always a couple around, but.
It's a true pelagic fish.
Yep.
Ranges across the entire
world's oceans.
Temperate and tropical Atlantic and Pacific oceans. So, yeah, you always have the possibility, but. The baitfish reports.
Oh, let's see. Pirate Harbor, Devilfish, Jug Creek. Main areas where they're catching white bait. And then there's also been quite a few small threadies mixed in with them, too, in certain spots, or depending on the day. And then there's also been a bunch of bigger thread fins off the beaches from anywhere from a half a mile to 3 miles out. I'm hearing of schools of threadies just about everywhere, kind of scattered out there off the beaches. That's about all I got for bait.
Okay.
Getting to that time of year. Doesn't matter the temperature. Those fish seem to know when to kind of run and start making themselves a little bit more scarce.
They do. And there's still, by the way, a bazillion little baits down around the Placida area.
Okay.
Inside the pass, down around the bridge, down around the trestle. But okay. It's really too small to net.
Well, that's good.
All right, moving on to our freshwater report. The canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, and anything else that might hold more than about, let's say, 15 gallons of water.
Oh, okay. Bass have been the main thing lately. Lots of guys buying shiners. A handful of guys have started picking up some lizards, and a couple of guys bought a couple spinner baits last week. Two different gentlemen entirely. So that's starting to turn on a little bit better. A lot of guys looking for crappie, but nobody's up their ante on their bait. So I'm going to say that the crappie fishing still hasn't really turned on yet.
Well, like usually the sheep said.
Yeah, but crappie fishermen will tell you, oh, I caught, you know, they'll come in and buy 4 dozen, then they come back in the next day. How'd you do? Eh, I caught a couple. Give me 8 dozen.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're at least biting.
Yep.
But if they're coming in and buying 4 dozen, and then they come in and buy another 4 dozen, that tells you they're not doing too good.
Yeah. And then when they come in and buy 30 dozen?
Then you know it's them and three buddies are going to go out and have a field day.
They're
going to clean their spot out in
we
one shot.
Tear it up. Okay, how about the Mayan cichlids, tilapia bite, that kind of stuff? What's going on there?
The Mayan cichlids and tilapia are always doing pretty good. Just most people have been concentrating on the bass more than anything else, so I got nothing really to go by on them.
I just don't want to leave it out for people who are listening to this report and trying to figure out what they're going to go and do.
Right.
You know, people don't necessarily always talk about those Mayan cichlids and tilapia. That doesn't mean that they're not there to bite. It just means that it kind of gets overlooked when people are talking about this kind of stuff.
That's true.
You know, very few people go out and brag about all the bluegills that they're catching.
Right.
You know? So, but Mayan cichlids and tilapia are out there. By all means, go and fish them.
Yes. That is true.
Okay. That means that we only have one thing left, and that's the tarpon report.
Okay, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's pretty much a possibility, but not anything special. It would be the 20-foot holes and Boca Grande. That's really it. Because they have been very, very, very much a pain in the ass.
So it's possible that you might find one.
Yes.
But it's also possible you might fish all day and
nothing.
Get nothing at all.
Big goose egg.
For big, fat, nothing. Okay.
There you go.
Very good. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this report? Any generalized fishing wisdom or anything that we just failed to mention that you're excited about that you'd like to say before we go?
Nothing that I can think of.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then why don't you just say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.